Blog Talk Radio.
This is my baby. Relationship is my passion, my love.
Everybody wants to. There's nobody in the world that does not want to feel wanted or special. I don't care who you are. Now that's something I'm willing to say is a something that everybody.
Out there, one of my close friends and brother, and of course Eddie's friend as well, brother. We got the one and only Mr. Hot Tom Black is online with this topic, and I appreciate it.
Man up!
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good evening. Good evening. How's everybody doing?
To tell it how I see it, because I've been on both sides of the coin.
Those who are checking the show, the Man Up Talk Show, as we try to build what we're doing in this movement. We got my brother, other brother here, Darryl Harrington. And welcome to the show as another host, of course.
Man up! Nah, I appreciate smart. You gotta know in this game, man, it ain't enough.
When you meet people, you wanna know their knowledge. You wanna know their story. What's the backstory? What brought you to this dance? And if you know somebody who can help you to achieve that, it would be just totally different.
We are on deck. Wanna welcome everyone to the show. Listen to New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Virginia, North Carolina, Georgia. Well, I checked you out earlier. Once again, yours from Mr. Nas, and I want to send a special.
I think all you men have nailed it, because the fact remains, we can't teach our younger men to become better men if we're being hypocrites. We're being hypocrites about what we're telling them to do. Has been done to me, and I have done them. So I'm speaking from experience, and I'm also speaking from being able to tell you that it's real.
Everybody has to have a core. There's something that drives me. There's something that is bigger than ourselves.
Are you kidding me? Did you really just come at me like that? You will be eliminating the people that just don't have no business coming in your direction in the first place by the way you carry yourself, the way that you speak, and everything like that. So all you're doing is eliminating and inviting the correct people in your life.
No, we want to hear the difference.
Where do y'all want to go with this? You're talking children, you're talking relationships, you're talking all kinds of things, and it blows my mind, man.
Here's the thing. You gotta understand how easy it is for me to get caught up into that world. I feel like I've been fighting in Pakistan for the last 8 hours.
Okay, first of all, Black Hammer.
Speaking.
What is that about?
That's about when I pull my penis out and it hits the ground. Kaboom.
We on the building. What's going on, everybody? We on a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. Friday. It's going down. It's the Man Up Talk Show with yours truly, Mr. Nas. And I believe we got my brother from another mother, my Ace Boom Coon, my road dog, my partner from the womb to the tomb, Brother Dow. You with us, baby? What's going on?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I am here.
All right.
I'm on the road. The road show is definitely going on. Coming at you live from beautiful Columbia, South Carolina.
Shout out South Carolina.
Big shout out to South Cali. South Cali. You know, beginning and end. Kiana Alexander, congratulations, darling. You graduated high school today, class of 2014. We're celebrating in the backyard. You know, we got a half a pig, dog. A half a pig.
Jimmy, oh,
gross.
Oh, yes.
Half a pig, dog. You know.
Yes,
you,
yes, yes.
For all you swine lovers, the swine is about to go down. The only thing that's saving everybody the swine is that I got this radio show to do for 2 hours. Whoever ain't getting nothing done down there, they better go deal with something.
Oh, man.
Deal with something. Stop.
Word up. But listen, you know, first of all, this is the start of the summer. We, you know, we was going to post on Facebook on our website, but, you know, this is the start of the tour that we're doing. You know, we was in Newark last week. You know, of course, that represent our hometown, our area.
Right.
So we're from Orange, but we was in Newark, South Ward, you know, with the fellas holding it down for my man. Big shout out to all the fellas that came out and participated. All the fellas, Hassan, who else we had? Jay, Kelvin, Brother Oz. Oh,
yeah.
Well, tell them, brother, tell them a little bit what went down.
All right, last Friday night, the brothers came out and showed love. As some of y'all may know, I'm about to go jump broom in October. So got some of my brothers together, you know. For sure. So, it's time to put down the title, time to retire as the champ, and then go on and jump the broom. And, you know, I'm going to take my queen and be gone. I'm going to do my thing. So we over at my in-laws, big shout-out to Tim and Sandra Williams for allowing us to have this feast that we threw down on, you know, this past Friday. You know, we had the inch and a half shell steaks and, you know, corn and ribs and salad. Sorts of elixirs, cigars. We were doing it like kings. We were doing it like kings, for sure. Big shout out to Kelvin and to Ozzy and to Jay and what was my man's name that came with black?
Oh, that was my man Country. They call him Country.
Yeah,
so he's
country,
from down
yeah,
south,
yeah,
but
yeah.
he showed love, so much love to him. You know, Ken, of course, can't forget about our other brother. He was holding it down with us. He was in another state. You know, big shout out to our brother. The one and only Mr. Edward L. Fairley, holding it down from last week with us.
Eddie!
He's not with us, and he's not online yet, but I'm pretty sure he's here to handle some business. He tried to call me earlier this week, but that's behind the scenes. I was sitting there dealing with the hospital and doctors, man.
Yeah,
tore
some
ligament to my elbow, bro. I had to hit the emergency. It was horrible.
So, okay. First, how are you feeling? And secondly, what does the doctor say that you're supposed to be feeling?
Listen, man, let me tell you something, man. Don't give a damn who you are. Superman, whatever, the Hulk, you know, the body is the ultimate determining factor. It tells you when to shut down. I mean, yeah, I was hitting the gym a little harder. Yeah, I was doing a little extra push-ups, you know, but now I was moving. But go figure. A damn refrigerator falls on my arm and it ruptures some tendons in my elbow. So I'm thinking I'd wrap it up and I'm good. No.
Nah.
There was no broken bones. God is good. But the tendons were pretty effed up. So I had to get those damn shots in the elbow. And let me tell you something. Them damn needles long.
Oh, man.
It hurt. It hurt like hell.
Oh, man.
But,
that's just crazy.
I got the ice pack on my elbow now, got that, you know, out the sling now. You know, we did a little procedure today, so hopefully everything heals properly, and, you know, God is good. So it could have been worse, you know.
Did you get that done the
wrong
way?
Huh?
Amen. Did you get that done the wrong way?
What, my elbow?
Yeah.
No, I went to Edison Orthopedic. Big shout out to Dr.
Big
Chin, my man.
Thank you,
Dr. Chin.
Big shout
that
out
man
to
was
all
serious.
Those. Yo, big shout out to all those at Edison Orthopedic. You know, help everybody, you know, keep their wiggling and keep their jiggling. You know, y'all
yeah.
y'all doing so, you know, big shout out to y'all on that, for real.
Oh, no, no, no doubt, brother. No, no doubt. Now, I'm laughing because, you know, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, before we go any further, you know, we, for whatever reasons, another, we're going to take the blessings. We've been receiving so many likes, so many responses.
Absolutely.
Just people in general following the Man Up Show. You know, we are humbled, first of all. We are grateful. And we, you know, we don't know when it happened, how it happened. You know, one word was another word, social media, then other people. It's just, it's really, really picked up. And we're very honored and happy, and we applaud all those listening to the show from East Coast, West Coast to North to South. You know, those who's overseas in the military, Canada's, on, you know, checking us out. And we're very humble because I believe that we talked about it last week. Eddie's like, damn, the numbers are shooting up. So we are very happy about that. We're very happy to provide a good avenue or some form of entertainment or some lessons in what we do. And we want to say thank you. Thank you for tuning to the Man Up Talk Show, and we love you all. We're up.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, brother.
Much love to our friends and brothers that, you know, don't find it robbery to take the time out on Friday night or Saturday when they're washing their car or washing their clothes or before they get ready to go out or Sunday after church or whenever, you know, you choose to, like, download the podcast because you can download the podcast.
Definitely.
You know, whether you're listening to this episode or something we did last year, we are incredibly, incredibly grateful to you, you know, for you taking the time out to spend the time with us. As, you know, it is our honor and our privilege to be able to put forth, you know, some edutainment, you know. We give a little entertainment, a little education, slap that sucker together, and that's how it go down. And we're glad to be able to provide that each and every week on the Man Up Talk Show. So,
definitely. Listen, before you go into the topic, we got to do this. I made a promise that we're going to be at the top of the show, brother. I want us to also say thank you and shout out to the rest of the team and Shadow Worlds Radio because without them, we couldn't be who we are.
Absolutely.
And they support us, we support them. So we're going to go down a roll call real quick. You know, first of all, as Eddie already knows already, we talked about it, but we got to say our woman correspondent, our sister, sister from another mother, big shout out to Signature Black. You know, we appreciate her supporting us, no doubt at all.
Biggie Special, baby.
Yeah.
Biggie Special.
No doubt. We love her, definitely. You know, I want to swing it right on to the ladies. The ladies, of course, at the Every Woman Talk Show, they some of them got thrown in, like, hey, can you do this? Some are, I'll do it, you know, but for whatever reason or another, these women are individually just smart, just full of intelligence, sassy as hell, smart.
Yeah,
and, you know, we want to say thank you. We want to say thank you to the Everyone Talk Show. Come on every Tuesday. You know, can't forget about Lady Jackie. Of course, Signature's on the show, holding it down. Can't, of course, forget about the lovely Nate. And, of course, can't forget about Miss Uli. Ladies, we salute you. We appreciate all that you've done and support us, and we support you back. We appreciate the Every Woman Show. So shout out to them. Definitely.
Absolutely.
You want to get a next shout out to, of course, to the gang song? I'll let you do that.
Okay.
Intro.
Let's make it clear. On Monday nights at 8 o'clock, we go through a ride. We gave a young man straight. Now, Gang Strong was started by me and Nas over a year ago. All right, a young brother by the name of Trey Davis, you know, said that he knew that he could put more chocolate in Chocolate City. That brother put more chocolate in Chocolate City, straight up.
Yes, he did.
Him and his first lady of Game Strong, the Lady TK, have come together on Monday nights from 8 to 9 o'clock to give you riveting information about sports, especially basketball. We've gone from high school to AAU to college to the pros, even to the league. You know, we had an agent on last week from the league. So, look, my man has put more chocolate in Chocolate City. I would like to personally thank, give great shout-outs to Trey Davis for not only starring but producing this season's Game Strong. Next year, we coming at it with more sports. We're doing a little bit more football, a little bit more. We're going to do boxing, MMA. We're going to do it all. We're going to do the whole gamut. But we cannot, we'd be remiss if we didn't acknowledge what Big Trey has brought to the table this year. Him and Lady TK, thank y'all both very much for your contributions this season, and we can't wait the next year.
Thank you, thank you. We were very humbly, thank you guys, honestly, honestly. And I guess last but not least, the final of the show, I'll let you continue your sound. So it sounds so beautiful when you said it.
Let me do this one because I don't want you to toot your own horn. Because it'll sound like you toot your own horn. So let me toot it for you. Let me make something perfectly clear. All right. You know, the government name, Wayne Holland. That's the government name.
Oh, we're going to put this out there. Damn.
Wait, hold on. Slow down, players. Slow down. Now, the modern-day version, you know, is Mr. Nas or DJ Nas. But those of us who remember, for those of us who know, who go back, DJ Nasty. I mean, Mr. Wayne Holland is DJ Nasty. And he earned that name, ladies and gentlemen. I don't mean he was Clay Pippen. I mean Bill Pippen.
Hush, don't tell nobody.
So, look, when you're going to have a show named Relations, really? You want to talk about relations? Look here, there ain't no other go-to Negro that you going to find that's going to get you where you need to get to. Look here, boys, if you are on the five-yard line and you need to get that extra five in there, you know what I'm saying. You're trying to get that extra five, but you're trying to get in that end zone. You want to get all up in the end zone. You know what I'm saying? You want to go over the line. You want to get it in there. Man, there ain't no better lead block than Nasty to get you over that 5 yards. I'm telling you this right now. So, exactly. All over the place. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that right there. I'll wash that off. I promise. Now, you know, the brother's going to get you there. And then, on top of that, okay. Now, Lady Jackie ain't the same Lady Jackie that you hear on the Every Woman Talk Show. Oh, no. look here. You know, you want to talk about a sister who going to go in and go deep. I mean deep on the subject. You want her to touch it just a little bit. You want her to caress it just a little bit. Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to feel the perspiration right now. Lady Jackie is the person to come and bring it to you. So, Nas and Jackie coming together to give y'all relations. Oh, look here, y'all. You got to be deaf, dumb, and in an igloo with one hand and no person not to be able to get this open. Tell me.
Woo!
So, here's the show on Sunday night. Matter of fact, y'all might have to go back to church again to make up for what you did on Sunday night.
So, oh, God.
So I would like to thank Lady Jaggy and Nas for being the freaky people that they are to put this on airway to make this work for you and me. You know, for those of y'all, you know, for those of y'all on the five-yard line, or let's say y'all been in a relationship for a very long time. You and mama got kids now. You know, it's not sexy time no more. You know, you want to put the chocolate back in Chocolate City. You want to put the fire back in Fire Island. You listen to Relations at 8 o'clock or download the podcast anytime you get good and ready. But you better make sure that your heart medicine is taken care of and some of that Viagra, or whatever it is that you need to make this work, because I'm telling you, it is going down. We'd like to thank everybody that's involved in relations, because I'm telling you, man, the show's taking it to the brand new freaky deep level. Quiet storm.
Yeah.
This is what's going down.
But you know what, Big Dog? I had to play a little background music because you set the tone already. But listen, check out this week's show. This Sunday is going to be crazy because Jackie is going to talk about sex toys. Sex toys and relationships. So it's going down. So there's going to be some sex toys, and we're going to be talking about toys. And then, fellas, you know, don't be ashamed. Don't be scared. You know,
don't
grab some Red Bull and some honey. Red Bull and honey.
Look here, man. You know, look here. Ain't nothing like a condiment in the bedroom, if you know what I mean. If you don't know what I mean, don't know, you better ask somebody. You know what I'm saying? Get some honey. Get some chocolate syrup. Go ahead, man. Make it work. You know, whatever you would eat with buffalo wings, you can do with that too. Think about it.
You know what? Hold up. Brother, we got our sister on live. I'm going to bring you on right quick because once again, welcome to Friday, beautiful day. We got the one and only, the lovely, the Signature Black. What's going on, baby?
The Siggy.
Hey, Siggy.
The Siggy.
Oh, Siggy. I'm trying to behave.
What's up, baby?
I'm having a hard time. This is my best Friday night date ever. I just want to say I started listening to the show in support of Eddie. And I stayed because of the vision and because of the people involved in Shadow Wolf. And I want to thank Nas, Nasty, Wayne, Holland for his
She
vision.
She done said the government again. Y'all killing me.
The government.
I just saying the government.
For his vision, for his heart, for giving everybody a platform for Shadow Wolf to do what they do. Every woman talk show, never would have thought. Love it. My best Tuesday night date. I've been missing the Game Strong talk show. We all know. Love the voice.
Oh, he stepped
up.
He stepped up, Sig. Oh, my
yes,
God.
I know. And I love
the awesome.
Host. She brings out the emotion and the passion in him. Oh, my God. I think it is really great. And, of course, if you're talking about relations, come on. But, serious business. No matter what we do, no matter what happens on any of the shows, we do what we do and we bring it, and our listeners love it. But I got to say this about Daryl. I love Daryl in every right because he is who he is. He is the way he is. And Daryl, I'm going to share something everybody don't know.
Go ahead.
Daryl had a conversation, and Daryl had the gall, the nerve, the audacity, balls, big as my damn head, to ask me who the fuck did I think I was. It really happened, and I got laughing when he said it. I was like, he got to. Does he know who he's talking to? But I loved it. It was so sweet. So I just want y'all to know we are definitely unscripted, and you have heard nothing if you ain't heard us in the background. Daryl is great in the right and does what he does, and I love that. Big shout out to him. Big shout out to any man who's that much taller than me, that much bigger than me, and they're asking me, do I know who the fuck I think I am?
Damn.
That was an awesome moment. And nothing but much respect and love for him.
That's on the show. Oh my God, it should have been on the show. That's priceless.
Yes.
But that wasn't on the air. That was a private
conversation. That was a private conversation.
I feel some kind of way because, damn it, when me and Eddie went at it, it was out live. Why can't we need a recap.
No.
We need a goddamn recap.
Let me tell you, I had nothing, but if I would have been straddling the fence and I wasn't where he's concerned, oh, my God. I had nothing but mad respect and love for him because for people kiss my butt and people go along with anything I say and all my little crazy antics. And I love the fact that the men on this show will check my ass in a minute, on or off the air. I had so much respect for Daryl. And then we had our little argument and our little discussion. And he goes, okay, so about tomorrow night's show, are you ready to do this?
Hold up. Wait a minute. Hold up. You're right. He did that shit to me. Oh, excuse me. I said shit. He done did it to me.
Yeah. He will parlay. Maybe I got to get this off my chest because what you did was real foul or whatever. And then
it was over.
And that is so over. Me. I'm going to say what I got to say. And that.
That's it. That's it. Look, it ain't got nothing to do with nothing. I got love for each of you. See, if I ain't love you, then you know something? Ain't nothing for me to even say. Look here, I'm going to let you switch this over, or I'm going to split it for you. One of the two things is going to happen, and I'm going to keep it moving. But if I love you and I care about you, look, I'm going to have to pull you to the side, and this is what's going to go down, and this is what I got to tell you. And then after it's over, it's just over. We turn the page, and we keep this puppy moving.
Plus, if I had, Daryl, I needed you to know, and I wanted to say it out loud on the show, and I was looking for the moment. This is the moment. I had nothing but respect for you after that. I was like, Daryl has earned the right to be one of those people that can pull my coat, and I'm going to shut the hell up instantly. Because, like I said, most people come upset to me. They'd be, Daryl let Sig be Sig and be like, okay, I just don't want to get on her bad side. Daryl didn't care if I had a bad side or not. And I love that's a real relationship to me. That's real family to me, because only family can treat you like that. But when he parlayed all that into, okay, I got mad love for you. Now, watch the show tomorrow night. Are you ready for this? And I'll tell y'all what happened. This was the Thursday before we did the Malcolm X show.
Yep. This sounds like goddamn dysfunctional family, but loving family.
Okay, man. One thing, like, for example, when you and Eddie were bagging, look, I'm like, look here, man, we're going to use this.
Goddamn opportunist.
But he knows what will work.
Yeah.
And he's always that performer, that personality. But you can tell that it comes out of love and out of the kindness of his heart. And so nothing but mad big ups to Daryl. He had me that night. I was like, right now he could say, Siggy do anything, my ass will fly to the moon. Nothing but respect for him. Nothing but respect. So,
Nas,
thank you for your vision. I'm glad I stayed there. I love you to pieces. Don't you ever ask me who the fuck do I think I am.
See, that shit on the show.
Darling,
it won't happen.
No. No, when I called the mister, he was like, that's what I'm talking about. Somebody, put your little ass in check. I was like, oh, really? I don't get no sympathy, no, oh, baby, you want me to go beat him up? None of that. He was definitely in your corner. It's just totally awesome.
Let me also say this. Sig loves her man. Sig loves her man. Now,
salute to Sig, man.
Big shout
I really
out.
Do. No matter what I say or who I say it to or how I say it, he knows. Hey, where's Tom? I need somebody to play with.
We got to give a shout out to our brother Tom. Listen, we forgot two other brothers, man.
Yeah, you did.
So Reynolds.
Yeah, we got to acknowledge Tom and DeLacy because, you know, Tom is his own special person.
yes, Thomas Lorenzo Reynolds is. Now, where is Thomas Lorenzo Reynolds? I don't know, but he knows tonight is Friday night just like anybody else does. So.
Matter of fact, let me get Tom a little text. And watch the lie he takes back about how he's in a meeting. Whatever. Tom is great because Tom is really quiet. He's really shy at first. And now Tom will say some things on the show and be talking about, can we delete that off the archive? No, we cannot.
No, hell no. He's using that shit for himself.
That's right. But did you know what? Tom is very, you know, when he talks, he may not say a lot, but when he's passed about a topic, he's going to make sure his information is correct and on point.
Yeah,
and
he's going to go deep.
Based on one of our shows, if not two of our shows, we had a tremendous response from the mayor of Bloomfield. So we can salute him for checking us out because in the wake of that situation of the police abuse scandal, I'm not saying that what Tom said or whatever brought some stats out to reflect the crime situation and the police arrest in Bloomfield, but there was an immediate response. I'm not saying the man of the show had something to do with it, but we just found it very time affiliated.
Yeah.
And I believe that there was some sidebar conversation going on, but I'm not going to throw nobody under the bus with a politician. We're not saying that, but Tom was very instrumental with that, and that was a very strong and powerful moment for the man of the show to know that we can affect change. And I was very honored and very happy to know that we had that effect. And, Tom, I salute you for that. And also, Tom was on, was that ABC, was that show he was on? in New York.
We're proud
of him for doing that.
Yeah.
Very proud of him. Very proud. He was premiered on it. He talked very, he represented well for the NAACP, not like some other people with that other issue. We'll swing right into the topic. And also, salute to Brother DeLacy Davis. You know,
yes,
he is coming to the show all the time, but when he comes on, he's so passionate and so strong with what he has to say. He really don't care if he's going to hurt your feelings or not. He really don't give a damn. And, you know, we salute him. He's a man that's in the street constantly trying to affect change. Former police officer, many, many, many years, strong advocate, activist of the community. He doesn't talk about it. He's out there picketing with the signs. He's out there, hip to hip, traveling. So this man is definitely very, very proactive about the community. So we salute you, DeLacy Davis, and all that you've done, and thank you for also being part of this show.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yes. A great panel of people. For the listeners, their hearts are genuine. They're just truly, truly awesome. What you hear is what you get, and it's just something about them. Because I could find something else to do on Friday night, but these guys are awesome.
That's right. That's right.
They drew me in, and I was to the point where I was like, I got to go because I've got to call into the show. And it just blew everybody's mind because I'm not a call into anything person. I'm really up close and personal. But these guys, I feel like I've known them all my life.
That's right.
And
that's right. The same here.
These guys are just awesome. True family. Love them. Wouldn't trade them for the world. Wouldn't change anything about them. Not even Tom, except for when he had that broke down.
Tom, if you're listening, this is your time to call in and defend yourself, my brother.
Exactly. I love you, Tom, brother. Tom has a sense of humor, come to find out, because at first I was like, Tom is really shy and quiet. We've got to get him out of that. There are days when Tom says things to me, I wish I could push him back to the first date. Because I go, did Tom just say that to me? Did he clown me on the air? Wow. But
yeah,
I love
Tom.
It. I think, yeah.
Very sarcastic. Very sarcastic.
Really. And it's a profound sarcasm, if that's possible. It's like, wait a minute. You feel safe within yourself. But I think it's wonderful. And if he don't get on the phone, I'm going to clown him for the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, we may have to do a special call Tom segment before the show is over. Matter of fact, we are going to do that at some point. Is that true?
We're going to definitely have to, because, okay, over the summer, you know, there's going to be a couple Fridays that it's not going to be a first-run live episode. It's going to be sort of a best-of, so to speak. And you can't have a best-of without a best-of Tom Lorenzo Reynolds. Especially, most of the best-ofs are ones where you can barely hear Tom because the phone is broke. So...
except for the show when he found out girls and boys, little girls didn't have penises, and I think I wonder what year he was. He really discovered that.
Lord Jesus. So with that being said, I think that's a perfect segue to tonight's topic.
Yes. Nice.
Perfect segue. Perfect timing. Daryl, introduce the topic for the evening. We're just having a good time tonight, y'all.
I shall introduce the topic. Over the past month, ever since Donald Sterling opened up his big fat yip and has cost himself an NBA franchise, billions of dollars, notoriety, all the cushions that come with wealth and success, all because of fear and envy. Is it fear and envy of the black planet? Sort of,
no,
but not quite. It is fear of the one, the only, Magic Johnson. Now, I do not mean Irvin Johnson went to Michigan, who became a Laker, who became an entrepreneur. No. Not just Magic Johnson, but the Magic Johnson. That is what Donald Sterling got caught up on, Bill Magic Johnson. Over the past 3 weeks, we have analyzed this one topic of the NBA owner who has been banned by his fellow owners based on his fear of the Magic Johnson. So we figured that this week we would delve into, for all of our listeners, the fear of the black planet. I want 2 seconds callers to call in the show tonight. I want y'all to listen carefully. Black men with penises less than 6 inches long, please call.
Oh.
Don't call in, because if you got less than 6 inches,
I got 45, how easy it is for me to get caught up into that.
If it's puny, if it's, you know, it's little, but it's yours. You know how to work it. You confident in yours. Call in, because the risk is that none of us have anything less than 6 inches, and that is a lie. Now, there are some of us who are not that well endowed. Do not feel bad. Call in. Now, I would like those who have the magic jaunt. 10 inches or more, fellas. 10 inches or more. Call in. 6-4-3.
Oh,
exactly.
Oh, wait. If you call in and get my number and send me a text. I'm just saying.
Yes. Oh, wait a minute. Hold up.
I have a collection of them.
Look, see,
people used to send me pictures of their Johnson, and I never understood why. So I made a screensaver out of them. So if you got 10 inches or more, I can add it to the plate, baby. No, I'm just joking. No, I'm not.
That's what I'm talking about.
She loves a man. She loves a man.
Big love.
Oh. I do, and he knows I have a collection. He laughs at me.
And see, he loves her just the way she is. So, fellas, please, if y'all rocking Mandingo Warrior, the Magic Johnson, 10 inches or more, please call in 646-478-40. And you can also, you know, send Sig a text. You know, we'll hook you up behind the scenes so Sig can add you to her screensaver. Now, on with the show. The situation is this. Donald Sterling, as we all know, is the NBA owner. He still is the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers. Him and his girlfriend, he's in a contentious marriage, he's in a divorce. So in the midst of his trying to get a divorce, he has a girlfriend who is friends with Magic Johnson, Irvin Magic Johnson. Urban Magic Johnson, she wanted to bring Urban Magic Johnson to a game. So that's what happened. She brought Magic to the game. And because she brought Magic to the game, it is what it is. And so Sterling all of a sudden gets paranoid, unbelievably paranoid, and starts blacking out about her bringing Black to the game. Because he can't say, you know, you can't bring Black folks to the game. What he can say is that you can't bring Magic Johnson. You can't say you can't bring Magic Johnson to a game. Who's going to say that? Magic Johnson, get out. He owns a doctor. He don't need nobody to bring him to a game. But what he can say is he doesn't want any Negroes at his game. And that's what he used as a vehicle. Because remember, he goes on Anderson Cooper like a week later to try to apologize to the Black folks. And then had a Magic Johnson meltdown again about him being on AIDS. He's an 85-year-old
that one, bro.
He's an 85-year-old white man who's trying to keep up with a 40-year-old Mexican woman who has her vision set on the Magic Johnson. You're an 85-year-old white man that has to see Alice to only see 3 inches. You ain't going to do nothing with the Magic Johnson. It's sort of like Botany Allen Rippey trying to guard Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. It just don't happen. It will never happen. So that is what his issue is. He has fell for the hype. Now, not necessarily saying that Magic Johnson ain't a Magic Johnson. Not saying that at all. That's for Magic and Cookie to know. Big shout out to Cookie and Magic Johnson. Big love.
Salute.
Magic Johnson. Now,
love them both.
You know. Another thing, nothing like a strong Black marriage. Got to salute a strong Black marriage. Now, the whole thing is this. This dude, he's not indifferent than a lot of people. There are a lot of myths about the sexual potency, the size of the African-American male in all aspects, and that is just something that's totally overwhelming. It's a myth. It's sort of like saying that all Chinamen got those short little wangs. You know, oh, when I said Wang, I didn't mean that as a derogatory term, as in the last name. What I was talking about is giggle bits. You know what I'm saying? I'm not necessarily saying that the giggle bits is only 2 inches. You know, their joints can be just as average size as anybody else. So, for which, I don't believe you should stereotype anybody because we're all different. And there's nobody that's 100% pure anything anymore. I find very rarely that you can find somebody that's pure anything. How many black folks do you know that are pure African? I know none.
Okay.
Anybody? Because most of our friends, you know, are, well, they're African Americans. So what does that mean? That somewhere along the line, Mazza has had a sampling of what was going on in the hut, and here we are. Or, you know, we had some reservation love come through our bloodline somewhere, and there it is. Or combinations of all of the above. That's why we come every, you know, every shade of the rainbow. We sort of look like a brown version of Skittles. It'll go from black to light. It'll be all colors in between. And with that, you know, all different types. So you cannot necessarily assume that one brother or all brothers are all doing the same thing the exact same way. Same thing can be said for sisters. Nobody's 100% the same way. And, you know, I mean, it is the, it's the craziness that goes along with racism that everybody has these beliefs about black folks. I mean,
no, we get to the myth, huh? Here he comes.
Look, I mean, you know, we all eat watermelon. We all love fried chicken. You know, we all know how to dance. We all play
basketball. Not all blacks know how to dance.
Oh, look, brothers, like I said, myths, complete myths. So there's some that, you know, all black women got fat asses. Not true.
Not all.
Not true.
Not all.
At all. No.
Not the truth.
Now, y'all saying them not true like that's a testament.
No. Wait a minute. Hold on. No.
From experience.
Wait, hold on.
I've been fooled. I've been hoodwinked.
Oh.
Okay. Also, brother, call in. If you know that female, you sitting there on the bench, and this chick coming at you, her thighs are all like that. She got the camel toe rocking. She coming at you like, oh, yeah, she got to have a fatty. And if you walk by you and it's a flatty, please call in. 646-478-4507. Tell us your flatty horror story. Because I know you
How about ladies? Call in. Ladies or, you know what, I'm a dare to say this now. Ladies or even guys that living that certain alternative lifestyle. If you ran into that person, yeah, I'm going there. Yeah, I'm doing it. Tonight I'm doing it. The doors is open. The doors of this church is open. Listen.
Oh, Lord.
If somebody saying, you know, they saying I'm packing, and they go down there, and they ain't nothing but an inchworm, we want you to call in. We don't care, woman, man. It's all good. Call in. The number is 646-478-4507. Doors of the church is open here, you know, the man of show. We're going to go in tonight. We're going to have fun, you know. So we're going to talk about all of it, the myths, the misconceptions of the Magic Johnson. You know, because people say, there's black men attacking. Because, listen, I've been an athlete for a long time. I've been in shower. The brother's not saying I got to do that look over. But there's some things I'm like, what the hell is that? What the hell you got? You like you got an inchworm.
I can vouch for
that. Sorry.
Oh, here we go. I'm not packing.
Absolutely.
Look,
that's right.
I've known some cats who, you know, like almost. I'm like, is that an Audi? Is that an Audi?
You want to know the biggest disappointment is you people, ladies. Them shoe sizes, them hand sizes, and height don't mean jack shit.
Tell them again. Thank you.
And sizes and height don't mean jack shit. Let go of the myths, because I know a brother who is 6'8" and got a 3-inch dick.
Oh! Hold up. That gets the damn. Hold up. Wait a minute.
Damn.
Ooh, that hurts.
Oh, yeah.
That hurts.
And believe me, I know I'm a bold watcher. You will know if I see you and you are packing, because I'm going to grab you. It's a habit. Been doing it all my life. If you have nothing to grab, I'm going to walk up and ask you what happened.
Oh, see, you,
do I need to get you a card? There are penile implants that can help you out.
So there's no magic in that, Johnson?
No
magic.
No magic. There is no Johnson. It is just a son, okay? John did not grow up. Something happened. It is a myth.
Dang.
And, no, everybody's not pure black. Half of my family is white. When I say white, I don't mean we got some white. I mean, you can go to our family reunion, you see some blonde hair. I have a cousin whose blonde hair, blue eyes, look just like me. Big difference, though. She got a flat ass.
Wow.
My sister. I have a sister, and boy, she gonna get me for this, but I don't care. She's one of those that walk towards you. She bow-legged, sexy as hell.
Yep.
She got nice thighs. Gorgeous. She got hips, no ass.
Yep. Oh, yep.
I used to tell her, you definitely got some white people genes in you because you have no ass. None.
Wow. No magic in that, Johnson.
But that is my sister.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Sis, listen, real talk, I'm sorry, sis. You know, she knows no better this evening. She knows no better. But listen, y'all hold that thought. I got to bring my brother back on.
Behold, hold up. Life, real life, a thing that we have been denied for far too long.
Once again, with that big segue going in, we're going to bring in my brother, Edward L. Fairley. What's going on, big dog?
What's good, man? How y'all doing this evening? Sorry, I'm late. I had to put out some fires before I got on the phone.
Eddie and I are not speaking.
Say what now?
Oh.
Eddie and I are not speaking.
I didn't know that, but I guess now I know, so I'll make sure I don't say nothing to her the whole show.
Negro, I dare you not to say nothing to me the whole show.
Oh, my. Oh my, hold up. This is a good show already. This is hostility.
You know what? It's not hostility. It is pure love. I love my brother to death. I'm going to beat the hell out of him. Tom said he's in Florida. What the hell do y'all want?
Oh, wow.
Oh, Florida, what?
Oh, Florida.
I'm in Florida. What the hell do y'all want?
Oh, wait,
wow.
You know what?
All he said was, I'm in Florida. So what the hell that one was a little sigism.
Oh, okay.
Eddie, man, you sound like how I was feeling earlier, man. I had a tendon in my elbow. You sound like you in pain. You all right?
Dang, nah, yeah, I'm good. I'm trying to wind down mentally.
Why your voice?
No, you sound like you moved some furniture, baby.
You had a deep voice.
Yeah.
Or did you call in with a deep voice because you want to play into the myth? The deeper the voice, the bigger the Johnson. That's a lie too.
No, I don't need to play on any myths or milfs or whatever the hell I just said.
Milfs.
I don't need to play.
Oh, milfs. You have to explain.
I believe that Freudian slip was a tail. What milk would you like to milk?
Oh, so you know what that is. Well.
Wait. First and foremost, now for those of us who do not know, Edward, what is a milk? Can you please explain this to our listeners?
Can I?
Wow.
Okay, go ahead. You go ahead, go ahead.
Milk is a mother he'd like to fuck.
Who is it? Oh, my. A mother Edward would like to fuck. Okay. Is there a top five? Yeah,
you know what? Y'all are ignorant tonight.
Wait a minute. You said we was ignorant on that other show that you missed.
We always ignorant.
Oh, okay. It is what it is.
I mean,
as long as the
wrap
up is good, we're good. We're good. Yeah.
Look, we need to go to a music interlude, you know, give some people a chance to call in. And,
Hold up before we go to music in a little, brother. We got the other brothers in the Man Up Show online.
We can't go to Music Inlow without, you know, saying what's up to Mr. Tom Reynolds. What's
up, Tom? Live from Florida. Live from Florida. Thomas Lorenzo Reynolds. We're talking about
hey.
Milk and the Magic Johnson. Tony, what's going
down in that? I like that definition. Eddie, tell me more about your MILF. I wanted to hear more about
that. Hold up. Why the hell are y'all voices so deep tonight? What you doing?
I am with my family in Florida for my sister's graduation, so I don't know what you're insinuating.
Yeah, that's inappropriate.
Talking
about MILF at the graduation.
I was going to say, you come on the show, your voice all deep. Let go of your balls, boo. It's all right.
Oh! Damn! Y'all just vicious this evening. Damn,
okay, Eddie,
there's no governor.
It's the truth, though.
I was waiting to hear more about those MILFs from.
I mean, I don't have many MILFs, but I do have NIAFs, which is MILFs I already.
Hold up.
I can't really speak too much on any MILF.
Okay, I'm going to say wow. And that is very inappropriate, but you're still listening. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
Thomas, how many
of them? Why do they pick that word?
You know what? Ain't nothing wrong with being the MILF. I appreciate my T-shirt. Thomas.
You got a shirt that says MILF?
I am the MILF of choice. Yeah, I'm the MILF of choice. That's what it says.
Wow. I guess that gets it the plus.
I'm just saying. I did not buy that T-shirt. Someone gave it to me.
Well, who gave
me,
it to you?
I never asked why. Yeah, I got a call.
Who gave
it? Was this a hint?
Does he have the Magic Johnson, the one that gave you the milk? I'm sure.
I'm the think of it. I do need to call him. No.
Oh, Lord,
no, I'm just saying. I'm just inquiring.
I love my man. I love my man. Yes, actually he does, with a nice deep voice. And it's not
so he gave you a deep voice. He gave you a deep voice, and he gave you a shirt that says, "I'm the MILF of choice."
Yeah.
Wow.
So
gentlemen, do not get it to your mother for. Well, we'll talk about that MILF thing later.
Don't Mother's Day.
Somebody thought it was a term of endearment. I'm laughing because someone said something to an older woman, like, "Oh, she looks a nice MILF." I'm like, "Oh, wait up, play, hold up."
Keep that one to yourself.
Thomas, you're in Florida. Surely there are half-naked women.
I'm in Florida.
There are half-naked women running around.
I only see respectful, beautiful women that.
You gotta tell me. You look at a woman with a bombastic ass, and you imagine her with clothes on. Thomas, you don't lie to me.
I imagine her in a ball gown at a nice event.
You said you imagine her in a swing hanging from the ceiling in your bedroom. I'm not understanding.
Wow.
You have a connection problem. It's your phone again.
I think I have better signal down here while I'm at. It's really nice that, you know, good signal. I'm right on the beach. You should see. I don't know if I'm
nice.
Sure I'm safe, but yeah, I'm like, open the door and I'm at the beach.
Thomas, what do you see on the beach?
What do I see on the beach? It's a private beach, so I don't see anything.
Uh-oh. So people are naked.
Hold up. Are you in a new community? New community? What's going on?
Beach?
Thomas,
I'm here with my family.
Let me.
I feel like I have to say this again. I'm here with my family, my recent high school graduate sister.
Edward, let me ask you a question. Edward, we were on a beach. Would I care that it was nude and we were there together?
Would you care?
Of course you don't care.
Yeah, would I care?
No.
Thomas, that's a crack. You're cracking on me. I'm going to get you back for that. There's nothing wrong with liking to shop and not liking to wear clothes. I'm okay with that.
But it's a no. I never thought that was a question that he's in.
Okay, Thomas, here's a question that exists. Would you run nude with me on the beach?
Wait a minute.
Well,
what
hold
y'all
on.
Running for?
We can't even have dinner first?
Damn, I got to feed you too? Oh, hell yeah, you running nude. I'll buy you dinner. You nude.
Damn. I guess there'll be a lot of Magic Johnsons out there on the beach.
Magic Johnsons.
As long as you don't kick stand up at me, that's.
What's on what?
As long as you don't kick stand up at me.
I'm not gonna be kicking anything up at you. I will be doing a lot of things to you and with you, but I won't be kicking you.
Wait a minute.
Are you?
I was gonna ask if you're gonna be wearing the Milk of Choice shirt, but apparently you're not wearing any shirt.
Okay, sweetheart, understand. We were naked on the beach. We were naked, no shirt. Where's the?
Don't be afraid.
Did she forget that there are a whole lot of other people on this line with us?
Forgive me for being me, and you got a problem with that, Tom.
Don't be afraid. We're Negroes.
Is this still being recorded? Is this still being recorded right now?
Yes, it is. Your little really? Sigh, I'm scared of singing answers will be in the archives.
You know what y'all need to
So I am here with my Bible. Representing my Florida. It says Bible Debbie Man.
I agree with you. There is a lot of praying before a man disrobe. I go, please let it look like I think it's going to look. Please let it look like I think it's going to look.
Oh, my God. Down, you picked this topic, the Magic Johnson? Really?
The Magic Johnson. We're dealing with the myth, the legend.
Is that why she's on so early? Because we're talking about the Magic Johnson?
Yes. We're not talking about the basketball player, the Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson is one of my favorite basketball players, by the way. He really is. I love Magic Johnson.
A lot of women like Magic Johnson.
A bunch of women love the Magic Johnson.
See, I try to behave it, and y'all twist it every single time.
Wait, since when do you try to behave?
Always. It just don't seem like it. I'm really tame on the show. I'm just saying.
To behave.
I'm going to behave. How's your vacation with your family, Thomas?
It's very well, you know. I was so proud of my sister graduating high school.
Congratulations. That should be applauded.
I was in her class. Magnum cum laude.
Congratulations.
Education
class
is
president.
Important.
Gave a little speech and everything.
Wow.
That's always a blessing, bro.
Tell her we said big ups. And you go buy her an exclusive gift and say it's from the man up top, so do that. What?
Don't have her listen to the show. Don't have her listen to the archive. She's like, what the hell are y'all talking about?
Not this show. Then she'll wonder about you, Thomas.
You know, listen to A show. Well, I don't know about this show.
A show.
Not necessarily
well,
this.
Not, wait a minute. Not any show. There's a couple of shows that nobody should listen to with us.
But we'll be putting together the best stuff during the summer. So we'll put the PG version and then the X rated version. We have a couple of winners in there.
Yeah.
I will
never get over the fact that Thomas was 14 before he found out girls didn't have penises. Anyway, Thomas.
Wait a minute.
First of all, I was like 5.
Whatever.
Bye.
I'm telling this story. Nobody's in the archives. I'm telling this story. Tell me if you ever slept with a woman that had no ass at all.
Oh, no. I can't do that.
Wait.
Yo, I did, and it was an experience.
Experiencing what? What are you experiencing?
First of all, how do we know what's an ass and not an ass? There's got to be some parameters here.
Okay,
you know what? This is a very important conversation that needs to be had. The parameters of what is time.
Seriously.
We must establish ground rules because some people who just have hips think they have ass. Some people have ass.
Yes, I agree with Tom.
You need all the
rest. They said, I got an ass. I got a lot of ass. But it's wide.
So, I need to,
you know,
I need to take off the
glasses. It's not ass that they have. It's mass. There's a difference. It's got to be shapely. It can't be looking like a box. That's not ass. I don't know what that is.
But what's an ass? Come on.
Okay.
But before we go into that, what's an ass?
If you can roll an orange down her back in the middle and it flies out like a pop fly, she has an ass. If it sits there, she's just got a padonkadonk. I'm sorry. If it goes straight to the ground, she ain't got no ass.
Hey, that's true. It makes you look at the orange a different way.
I want to be able to balance a soda can while she's standing up.
Hold on. Yeah. You said a soda can or a six pack?
Yeah, a soda can. Okay.
Hey,
I want a damn keg.
Wait a minute now. If you want to be able to balance a soda can, she needs to be able to let the dick wear a sombrero comfortably. I'm just
wait
saying.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
I think that's a fair.
A sombrero.
I think that's fair.
You know comfortably. It's not going to fall off. It's not even going to tilt. Or
it's just going to sit right there.
It's just going to balance.
I think that's
now,
fair.
Now, hold on. Now, you guys are scaring me. Now, there's got to be something called too much ass.
Yes, there's
got to be something too much ass. I mean, seriously, you everybody's seen it with something like that's ridiculous. That don't even make no damn sense. You gotta wipe
there's
your ass with your whole arm. You know, you
look,
it takes you like 2 hours
don't
on one wipe.
Sophia Vergara.
There's that lady who got all those ass injections. She had 102 injections. Her hip measurements is like 101 inches or something. She looks horrible.
That's too much ass. It's ugly. Like, it hurts.
Can we talk about Sophia Vergara for a while? I mean, we're just, you know, we're already here.
Well, can we what?
Can we talk about Sophia Vergara for a while? We're already here.
I don't know why.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, I know I don't know my neighbors, and I'm outside, and these people was poking on his guy out of their car and listening to everything I said. They was looking at me like, what's wrong with her?
Oh,
none of
I haven't seen a black person the first down here. I know exactly.
Tell them some neighbors as hell. Tell them some neighbors as hell. Tell them some
okay?
I mean... I'm in the home of Jeb Bush. I gotta be careful.
Tom's in a room full of white hoods eating some watermelon.
Oh, then you know what, Tom? I suggest you tuck it and roll, boo.
Do the jig, Negro.
Dance for yourself,
oh, God.
Boy.
Oh, I guess I can't play Fight the Power right now, right, Tom?
I'm outnumbered right now.
Like
I can't.
Hey, Tom, just pull out the magic gun.
No, he can't do that. He cannot intimidate them with that stick, I'm telling you.
Nah, think right on that. Leave magic where he is.
Yes, so, you don't want to do that. Because they'll chop off.
You know, you need to see if you have deadlift shrimp somewhere. You can't have deadlift shrimp all on the basketball court and then Magic Johnson comes out there. It just doesn't work.
No, it does not.
Oh, you guys are something else. Y'all need Jesus.
You know what? I have Jesus in my life, and I'm so glad God knows me for me. That's why I don't have to hide the fact that I got issues.
Amen.
Are we running down the beach naked here or what? I'm just saying. Anyway.
We're going to talk about the nude beach at one show during the summer, nude beaches.
I have been to nude beaches before. I have hung out at a nude colony for a weekend. It's really, really exhilarating. Yeah.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with sex, Tom. It's about the freeing of the body and the loosening of the mind.
Grits?
Well,
mm-hmm.
Well,
I've been
to Garrison
too much cold water.
Before.
But, no, the thing I found amazing was the people playing volleyball. It's like, really? Because that don't hurt when they swap around like that? Oh, I'm a little worried about you.
I'm worried about the cold water. You don't have any cold water. No Magic Johnson.
Why do you think you only go in the summer?
It loses. Okay, wait a minute. Why is that? I need to find out why does that happen.
I can explain this.
Okay.
The male organ gets it's not a stimulation, it's a shock. Similar to that thing that goes through the shell. It's a shock value. It goes into retreat mode.
Oh.
It's not comfortable.
Oh.
It
wants
in
the perfect situation, a little warmth, a little comfort, fresh
air. Yes. Yes. I mean, if it's warm, get a little breeze, a little blowing of the wind, warm wind, then you're in a good environment. And
I don't really care what y'all say. I'm going to tell you what that sound like to me. Sound like a little penetration and a blowjob. I'm just saying.
That's
the opinion I got. And that's not my Christian mind, Eddie.
I didn't say anything like that.
Thinking it. Eddie and
your
adult
thoughts.
Wait, Thomas, I got that communication that you sent me. Very good.
Yes.
You need to put your little sister to bed.
Wait a minute, Tom. Serious question. What college is she going to?
University of Pennsylvania.
Oh, congratulations. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yep. Wow. So gave her $50K.
So are you going to buy her a car up for graduation?
She already has a car.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
What else do you want? You're going to take a shopping. She's a pair of Jimmy Choo's, baby. What? It's
she doesn't She doesn't need anything but an education and some love from her family.
Tom, how old are you? 90? Get real.
Damn. Well, I don't want to say nothing inappropriate because you're supposed to go on to college, but have y'all had the talk? Have y'all talked? University.
My sister has a good head on it. Yeah, she has a good head on her shoulders. She understands.
But have you had the talk?
Listen, we all have good head on our shoulders. How many of us went to college at some point and acted up?
I don't know.
I did not.
Come on.
Y'all.
Tom. You were probably the main one. Listen, Tom was probably the main one running around the campus streaking, talking about
exactly.
Kumbaya.
That only happened one time.
Every last one of Tom's crazy stories was in college. Tom, don't lie to us. We got the archives. We do not make me pull them up.
I mean, not to mention, I have a good head on my shoulder, but I've also given women head while they were on my shoulders. So, I mean, I don't really understand.
That's,
I don't
know. Okay, you get the applause for that one.
Okay,
I'm just trying to figure out what the problem is.
The way I act now, in college, I was that go to class, go home person. I didn't do that.
Oh, no. No, I didn't do that.
This is all afterwards?
No, man.
What?
This is all afterwards for you?
First of all, I was young in college. Second of all, it was only three of my kind in college. I went to a Christian white school. So,
that's so
cool. I did not behave.
Oh my God, I find it hard to believe.
What? Seriously?
Yeah, I went to college in Newark.
Yeah.
Yep, you acted up.
I must say I was a whore in college, and
you still are.
Until I had a late freshman seminar class and found out that one out of every four women at Norfolk State had HIV or AIDS, and then I threw in my card. I went and got tested because I must be honest. At that age, I did not know. I did not know that I could catch AIDS from giving head, and I was devastated. I was like my whole world just broke and I went and got tested, and they said it was going to get back to me in 3 days, and they got back to me in 5, and then they called my mom, and she answered the phone. They told her that I needed to get back in contact with her, and she didn't, and she called me to tell me that the doctors called back, and then I was like, well, did they say anything? She said no. And I was like, no. And then, you know, fellas, I know y'all can relate to this, especially if you get tested.
That
you
hard
start
little
seeing
heart attack, that little heart
that
attack.
Never
you
seen,
no,
you start seeing, you start seeing bumps that you never seen before or hairs you never seen before, and you get worse.
Hey, what's that?
It was the longest week of my life. It was the longest week of my life. So needless to say,
I'm the welcome.
I framed my negative results, and coincidentally, that's when I met and found my wife, and we've been together ever since. I remember my first negative test.
The Natalie depends on me too.
And I remember I threw a party the night that that happened.
Wait, Tom. You know, in order to have those kind of tests, you have to be
uh-oh.
Active. You don't get tested. You were having a relationship with those four women in that one hole in the corner. I'm just saying.
No. It was because I was reading that book so hard that I thought I caught.
Now that is the time I know and love. That's what I'm talking about. Oh my God! Wait a minute, Daryl. You're too damn quiet.
Yep.
What did you do?
Huh?
That
was
indeed.
That's
right. That was recently.
But here, darling. Look,
in college, boo. How did you act?
Okay. I went to college at Bloomfield College in Bloomfield, New Jersey. I had Baskin Robbins, ladies and gentlemen. Baskin Robbins. I had vanilla swirl.
Stop.
Okay. And I must admit, I gave them the chocolate deluxe with the vanilla smoothie that comes out. You know what I'm saying?
I am the well-behaved one. I'm very proud of me.
Look here. I'm just saying, I gave more pictures than Mary Kay. You hear me? That's what I'm talking about.
Stop. You guys are horrible. Nas. Okay. Nas, I believe your name is nasty, so tell it.
I'm surprised I'm alive. You know, my first let me tell you something. My name was Nasty for a reason. It ain't just because of DJ either. I did things I shouldn't be doing. To this day, they be like, hold on, I remember you. Yeah, I got some singles for you. So, Lord, forgive me. Yes.
And the truth comes out, Siggy is the most well-behaved person on this show.
Here's the thing. After that test came out and I was negative, I had a party. But I fucked up again and did something again. I'm like, oh, here, you've got a negative test. You good.
Woke up the next morning,
you
had to show up again.
You're going back in Vietnam
again.
What's wrong with you? You keep putting your dick on the chopping block. What's wrong with you?
Okay, guys, honestly, I could beat every last one of you. Now, somebody needs to have the talk with you guys now, because they missed out on it earlier. In college, let the record show, and in our archives it shall forever be, Siggy was the well-behaved one. See, it's not me, it's them. I'm just saying.
The modifier.
I beg you differ.
The modifier. In college.
I don't know. I think that's a skill well acquired over years. I think you was the main person in college.
I'm going to tell the whole story. When I say in college, I do mean in college. I get up every morning. My mom would take me to college because the college was near my house and I wasn't going to live on campus again. There was only three of us there. I went to school. I went to class. I came home. While I was in college, I was well-behaved.
Are we counting what happened off the college campus?
Okay, that's a different word.
Yes. Wow.
That was me. I had some
Mm-hmm.
Please
do
explain.
I was sort of like y'all a little bit, kind of, sort of.
A little bit, kind of, sort of. definitely 100%.
Yeah. Just say 100%. I cannot help it.
If we had to compare not like us to like us, it was more like us than not like us. I'm sorry.
Y'all said in college.
Were you saying something? Around college.
How about
around
college? The college years. The college years. Let's try that.
Oh, okay. See, what had happened was on campus.
See, what happened was I really want to tell y'all that I had done this thing with these people.
Thomas, I wasn't like you.
Mm-hmm.
I have always been very sexually aware of who I am from a very young age. So I've always enjoyed my music while I was open and with it and whatever it was I chose to do it. Wasn't that politically correct? Yeah. So what? We all got tested. Who cares?
But that's why we okay now. Magic Johnson straight, right, fellas?
The Magic Johnson motherfucker.
Because y'all scared him half to death most of the time.
Listen, my Johnson's magic many times, so I'm proud of me.
And
my Johnson's very magical.
I mean,
three points, layups, slam dunks.
Oh, 3 points. Let's talk about that 3 points. I'm just saying.
Yes,
that's only happened a couple times.
Tom, doing your only house a couple of times blows my mind because you're Mr. Goody Two-Shoes. Just keep it wrapped up and don't do nothing until you get married. So, I mean, and then you out there like this porn king. I don't know what to think. Yeah, I called him a porn king.
You're right. I was a very good, very good, very goody.
Did you just say porn king? Tom, you not telling us something?
Tom,
okay. On the side note, okay. Justin, all right. As I was saying, that I am jumping the broom in October. On the weekend of September the 19th, 20th, and 21st, there is going to be a trip to the DR. Now.
Okay, no. I'm not saying, but I'm vetoing that trip because I know what happens on those trips to the DR. I have sponsored some of
them. No, you can't say this. I'm trying to get out the house.
Oh, it's very clean. It's a real nice resort and everything.
That too, lady, you're full of it.
you know, we're going to go to a lot of museums and see a lot of art and things of that sort. But
okay, I've been to the DR several times. What's in the museum? I'll just ask you. Which one are you going to?
You know, we're going to the one that has a lot of busts there.
A lot of busts?
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to the beach, man.
A lot of art. Yeah. Definitely going to go to the beach.
I'm sorry. I just want to go to the beach. I want to see what blue water look like. Because we in Jersey, I want it black and muddy.
Right.
I want to see blue water.
If you want,
I can send you a picture of right here, right now.
Okay. No.
Nice blue, crystal blue water.
Yeah. What else are you looking at on that beach, Tom, with that blue water?
You know,
I told you nothing because it's a private beach and there's no one there.
Okay.
Oh, that's gangster. Hold on, you on a private beach? Oh, nice.
Okay, you going to the Dominican Republic to do what? What are you going to do in the back door?
Wait a minute. Hold up. We're about to door the house.
Hold up.
What the hell?
That's only happening with two girls.
What?
Back door, two girls, what?
What is it doing with the girls?
What the hell? All I heard was a back door and two girls.
Yes, I got.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a respectful.
Eddie, say it. This is our time.
I ain't say nothing, man.
Listen, man, all I heard was a back door and two girls.
Two girls.
What type of freaky shit you doing over here? What you talking about back door and two girls, dog? What's that about?
I'm going to call for you right now. I'm just checking.
Sometimes,
okay. Are there two girls at the back door, or are you backdooring two girls?
Two girls.
Yes. Preach, my brother. Come to the altar.
And okay, wait a minute. Wait, don't send to the altar yet. I need a picture. Can I get a picture? Can I get a picture?
Okay, everybody, it's selfie time. Time for selfies.
No, you don't want to see my selfie.
Females, if there's backdooring of females at the beach and everybody wants to see it, please call 646-478-4557.
Yeah, Tom, you know. We're there, y'all. We're there, y'all.
Now, hold on. Hey, listen, Darryl, man, I swing the mic this way for a second. Now, yeah. I just want to get back to this magic. I want to get back to the Magic Johnson.
The Magic Johnson.
Is there any misconceptions, myths, lies, or truths that you guys want to address real quick? And for those who don't understand, for those who just they went over their head about the Magic Johnson.
We're talking about Johnson.
When we say Johnson, we mean man body part. Let me just be gangster, dick, penis. The misconceptions
schlong.
That go along with it. Yeah, right, the schlong.
Black, white,
Hispanic.
Four.
You know, there's so many different myths
hammer.
About. Yeah, the black hammer. Black men are naturally big. White guys go longer. I mean, so many different myths, so many different cliches. You know, circumcised or uncircumcised, which is better. A lot of misconceptions. I just struck a nerve.
Hold on, someone said,
oh.
Wait, hold on. There's about to be a confession from who is that? I heard over there. Who is that?
All I saw you.
We said circumcised, uncircumcised, and we struck a nerve on someone. Who was that?
That was me.
Someone's nerve was struck. Someone's what?
Now listen.
That's funny.
Tom.
I thought it was Tom.
That's the question.
Someone's what? I thought it was Tom.
What?
Cut or uncut. Cut or uncut. Just say cut or uncut.
No, let's say ant eater or mushroom dick.
Oh, It looked like some baloney hanging on the end of it.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my God.
Hold up.
Hey, boy.
Wait.
What the hell is that on top of there? What is that?
Wait, okay, I got it. What's that movie? Oh my God! With the white girl who's trying to do that the list the list for the summer or whatever. She's trying to do all the different things, and then she sees the one guy who's uncut, and she runs the phone to call her mom. Be like, what is this about?
Oh, honey, don't worry about it. It's a hood. Just lift the hood up. Lift the hood up.
Get out. Oh, yeah.
To all the listeners, no disrespect to the uncircumcised. I'm just sorry. That shit ugly as hell. I seen when I was young, it scared the shit out of me. I swear to God. What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that?
Come on now.
No.
What do you mean no? I mean, for once, I'm trying to behave and be respectful. Mainly because I'm saying I've got a bunch of, I don't know who cut or uncut, because they all looked at me when I said it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm done.
That nigga called somebody an anteater.
That is so funny. The anteater.
Yes.
Oh, God. Ladies, call in. If you're trying to get some, all right, we're gonna get gangster now. Put the kids away. It's going down about the Magic Johnson. Listen, ladies, do you prefer with the hood or without the hood on the Magic Johnson? Call in 646-478-4527. Which one's more appealing?
Y'all are.
I see. You know what? I want all the ladies to call in. I want to know the answer to this.
You can't grow a neck, fool.
Did Pandora box just open up?
Sorry,
I'm just curious. I'm curious.
Are you saying something to him? Listen, man, if I offended you,
no,
I apologize.
I'm just
kidding. Wait a minute. Okay,
I'm
wait,
not
yeah,
saying
right.
anything.
No, 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 hell no. No, no. I want to know, cut or uncut. I don't give a damn if you text me the answer, but I want to know.
You just want to know everything. That's what you want.
You damn Skippy. How
be
you
simple.
Think I got
turtleneck or no turtleneck?
You know what? Edward.
I'm just curious. Does that make a difference in how a woman feels? I mean, seriously. Does that make a difference?
For who?
Is it Johnson magic, or is that shit, more like Harry Potter type shit?
No, guys, I've never ever slept with a man that was uncut. Never.
You never. I mean, you never.
No,
you never been to the hoodie
award. No.
I'm telling you,
it's a requirement.
I'm telling someone to call in.
Okay,
yeah, please call in. Can we talk about the Magic Johnson? I'm almost sure. Is that magic or not?
You know what? I need somebody to call in and vouch for it one way or the other because, you know, I might have to add that to my thing to do before the end of the year.
Ew! Oh!
Okay, wait a minute.
Okay.
Hold on. Can we not use the word child? Can we not use the word child and whore tour together? Just seems very kind of pedophilish.
I'm just saying.
She
was definitely a pain.
We'll get some calls about that. That's fucking
this kid's 30. She was a baby. She was 30. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
She's 30 years old. She's 6 feet tall, about, let's say, 340.
Oh,
damn.
My God. Damn.
Yo, wait a minute.
Yeah,
the back of a truck just drove past me, and I got the whole thing.
It's sort of like a walking freezer with tits.
340 at 6 what?
6 feet tall.
6'1".
6'1". Okay.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, wait a minute. This is a question. Was she in state with that 340? Was she a power lifter?
Well, when you're 340, you ain't got no choice but to be Asian. So there's wide, there's extra wide.
Damn.
There is, oh my Lord, I didn't know a billboard had tits. So there's all different types of shapes that go along with that.
Oh
so,
my
yes,
God.
She definitely had a shape, but what she had was, like, once I got to the panties portion of the program, it was like, baby, I've got to tell y'all, y'all ask, I'm going to tell y'all. It sort of looked like a Venus flytrap.
No.
Oh, I was sick. The Magic Johnson is fishy. He didn't walk off the court. Magic Johnson left the court. I'm talking about game over. Forfeit. Time out. I'm on a team bus. I'm out the stadium.
Yeah.
A Venus flytrap.
A Venus flytrap.
You know it stank too. Oh, you know she's ratchet.
That's nasty. Don't do this.
It was all messed up. Actually,
come on, man. I eat after the show, man. I always eat after the show, man.
Wait. Hold on. I was on the show. Actually, it sort of sounds
It
sort of smells like a super Subway sandwich with oil and vinegar.
Yeah.
So the smell was, it was no bad smell. But, you know, somebody said, don't you want to lick it? It's a Venus flytrap. No, I don't want to lick it. Why the hell would I want to lick a Venus flytrap?
Oh, you know what? That's a quick circumcision. That would have been a quick circumcision, I'm telling you.
I'm already circumcised, so I mean that I can't get circumcised twice. So I'm like, okay, now I'm like, all right, let me play with it because I figure if my arm comes back, then I'm going to go.
That's so
nasty.
You play with it? That is disgusting.
Oh,
that's disgusting.
Your name is nasty
so
now.
Nasty.
No, I've never been that. Oh.
Oh, my God. Daryl just took the crown. He took the crown.
You know.
No, I don't know because Thomas did do the girl with the hair on her back. So I don't know.
Was
your Johnson still alive?
Oh, of course. My Johnson.
Did it respond?
Extremely.
Wait a minute. How drunk were you?
Oh, look. Let me put it to you this way. By the time that I got to the actual job, okay, this is when I sobered up. Now, when I saw the flytrap, I didn't sober up. When I took my right arm almost to my elbow and slammed it through that pussy, and it was like, I still was somewhat inebriated. Now, once I got those thighs on my shoulders, I'm like, oh my Lord.
Oh my God. You were powerlifting a piece of ass. Wow.
Yes. So, you know, so with my Herculean strength, I figured I'm going to just break this bitch off some, and then I'm going to call it a day. You know, I'm already there. You know, it's already right there. And she took a facial. So I mean, how can
I'm saying she took the facial. I had to after that.
You know, she's wearing
Tom Hughes.
You know.
All right, I do.
You know, so you got to do
what
you
do.
So you've done it before. I'm just kidding.
So after I broke it off, she goes, "Oh my Lord, so what does this mean for us now?" I said, "Well, I'm going to go to Subway's because I want myself a sandwich for some strange reason. I do not know why." I'll be catching up to you sometime in the future. And I kindly walked out backwards. But yes, I have had the experience, and it looks like a Venus flytrap. So,
Thomas, you co-signed on what he said. It makes me think you can roll around with Big Bertha. Yeah, you did. Thomas, tell it. Come on, you know I'm going to bug you till you tell it.
There's nothing to tell.
You've never slept with that woman.
Nope.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's the only person she slept with the last couple of years.
Okay, wait.
Oh, who's sleeping with that after that? Who's sleeping with that? Oh.
Look here.
I feel sick. All
right. How many people...
You know,
I
was going to Subway for lunch today. Tomorrow, but I'm not. I'm done. It's a wrap. No Subway.
Again, I mean, there's people slept with ugly women, fat women, ugly fat women. That's a bad combination. Matter of fact, I know one dude in particular. Taz and Haas also know this same dude, but I'm not going to say his name in order to protect the innocent. Anyway, because his girl going to look at him and go, "Oh, so that's why you picked me?" his ass. Anyway, that picks, literally, fat ugly chicks, because they feel that they're easy marks and they're not going to go nowhere and they're always going to be hospitable to them.
If it was easy, I ain't never.
I ran to a fat ugly chick who thought she had swag.
If you genuinely love a bigger woman, kudos to you. I know some guys that are like that, but if you're doing it out of charity because you ain't got nothing better to do or for your own personal I feel bad for you. Say you don't do charity.
Amen.
You're fat.
Magic Johnson it doesn't do charity.
I don't do charity.
It doesn't work that
exactly.
Mine doesn't work that way.
But Magic Johnson don't do charity.
Ain't nothing magic about that Johnson. You doing that, bro.
No, sir.
There's not enough liquor in the world to make me
do charity. Not enough liquor.
You slept with a heavyweight goblin, dog.
Yo.
You slept with a big-ass goblin. Fucking Megatron. She was big.
You were having a wrestling match, did you win?
No, the wrestling match, the Venus fly. I never heard that description of a body part.
Well, first of all, done with the vinegarous smell. That's huge. That's immediately you're kicked out of my place.
All
immediately.
It's a reason why I wasn't born a man, because she'd have got that face and I'd have kept it moving.
Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you something. Back in the day, a long time ago, me and my mister talked about some of my past things. I needed Jesus, but I'm glad I've changed. There was a woman, came to my house, swear to God, she let the pants smell like lima beans. Kicked her straight out. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is that? I said, yo, what's up? I'm like, no, you gotta leave. You gotta leave now. What's wrong with fire? No, ain't no fire. Your pussy smell like lima beans. You gotta go. Llama beans. You know how llama beans smell? You open up the can of llama beans.
Yes.
Yes, just like that. Llama beans. Straight up.
No.
Straight up.
Ladies
and men, if you really would like for your nether regions, I'm trying to be nice, to have a better flavor or better odor, you need to eat fruit
fruit.
Tropical fruit.
Yes, sir.
Tropical
That's
fruit.
A great take.
Especially
great take.
Pineapple.
Good advice.
Pineapple.
Good advice. Good advice.
Yes.
Oozing
great take.
Out of your pores, and what you eat is what your genitals taste like. You think I'm joking,
so,
take some damn iron pills for a week and then have somebody give you head and they will tell you you taste like minerals.
Well, first of all, I'm going to talk to the fellas. I'm going to talk to the fellas. Fellas, wash your nuts. Just wash up. Wash up. You know, just wash up. You know, shave. It's okay to manscape. Just shave.
Manscaping.
Yeah, manscaping. Nobody want to be sitting there meeting. Your woman don't want to meet buckwheat in the middle of the night while listening to Luther Vandross. Oh, shit, it's buckwheat. What the fuck is this?
That shit is coarse as hell for whatever reason. Shave that shit off. Please.
Yeah, that's not cool, fellas. Shave. Guys, you know, lift it up. Move the sack around. Clean up, please.
You know what? You can make that a sex orgasm between your partner. Shave each other. That shit is sexy as hell.
Nah.
I pass. I shave my own balls.
No mistakes. No mistakes. This would not be an African. It'd be an African fucking ritual.
No.
African ritual. You coming out looking all like Scarface down low.
No. You guys are sad. You guys are totally sad.
Hey, honey, let's try some of these knives. Here's some fresh clippers. I just trimmed them. They're nice and sharp. Here, trim me.
Wait a minute. No. They have manicure sets for the pubic region. I promise you. You can get a kit. It's really nice.
Uh-huh.
It's really romantic.
I use my chick blade, and my balls are smooth as eggs, and I love them.
You know what?
The way they are.
Edward, that's inappropriate. I don't care about the balls. But I'm going to keep you in them if you
keep
them.
And I keep shower to shower down there, so you're smelling flowers
if you go
down there.
Oh, my gosh. Inappropriate. I don't even know this. Edward, I have one word for you.
My balls are like flowers. I've been complimented on my balls.
That's not what I heard. One word, yoga.
I've never in my
yoga.
Life.
Yoga.
That is, I can't
yoga.
Stand stinking
yoga.
Smells.
Yoga.
I agree with you, brother. I agree.
That is disgusting.
Why can't the lady save you?
Why can't she save
you? Huh?
Because, Joe, like, you nick my balls, I might punch you, as a reflex, I might punch you in your jaw. So I prefer to just shave my own balls.
So for listeners, Eddie, say that again, please. Say again, Eddie. What happened?
I'm with Eddie on this one. I'm with Eddie on this. I'm sorry.
If you nick my balls,
if you slide the wrong,
I might punch you in your jaw.
Are y'all kidding me?
I'm going to ruin.
No.
Okay.
That's right. Knock
Every
out.
Every man on the panel is circumcised because they clowned everybody who wasn't. Every man on the panel will not trust their loved one to save their nuts because they're
No. You mess around and sneeze or something while you're down there.
There's too many contours. There's too many contours.
Look, I sweat when I use a clip.
Stop. I have to visit this terrain feature. Because Tom said there's too many contours. You know what that did to my mind? Things just kind of shot up, kind of got big. Really? Little things don't have contours. Okay, keep going. I'm ready now.
All right.
Y'all can see what I hear. I'm just here. Y'all can see what I hear.
Yeah.
I need that picture.
Nah,
I'm trying to ask for it. I need that picture, you know.
No, they would be. Listen, any callers listening to the show, people listening to the show, don't listen to Sig talking about. Don't do that suggestion to your man, and you ask him, you punch in the eyebrow. Don't listen to him. Don't listen. I'm telling you
eyebrows,
don't,
to wild out.
Do not listen. I'm talking about the eyebrows. Listen, you got to hit the eyebrow because, you know, the marks are ill high. Especially if you got thick eyebrows. If you got a unibrow, you can catch it with a two-piece.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, all I'm saying, look, or better yet, if you want to do that, have the phone book. You just, you know, put the phone book to the head and punch it.
Oh, my God. You guys are chicken.
What?
And a woman is more skilled with a knife than a man.
Yes,
okay,
yes,
whatever.
And all men know that.
That's why a man
will not let that happen.
Well, if you wouldn't have done some crazy shit to make her think about it twice while she's down there, then you won't have that problem.
Listen, I watch Color Purple. Whoopi's about to cut, what's his name, neck.
Yes, sir.
It's a loving, sensual moment. I got to send a message to text because y'all are killing me.
No. It's not happening. Listen, once again, do not listen. Any listeners to the show, do not listen to Sig and that suggestion about the Clippers or the grooming kit together.
Oh.
That is not romantic. It's not romantic. Stop. It's dangerous, fellas.
It's
dangerous. You end up in jail. Don't do it. Real talk. That's coming from the man. And we have endorsed this right here. Do not buy that grooming kit for your spouse. Straight up, real talk. I'm sorry.
Who
it's not happening.
Said, don't listen to Siggy. That is amazing.
No. You talking about getting a grooming kit for the couples?
Sounding real talk. That's from a woman, lady. What happened to that? No. That's usually my co-sign. Really? Guys.
Ain't nothing sexy about putting a blade next to a Magic Johnson as we to stay on topic. Ain't nothing sexy about that.
You know what? Y'all just upset because you don't have a whole lot. If you cut it off, it'll be gone.
Right. Okay. That even makes sense. No, it doesn't.
No, that just doesn't.
That didn't work. Can
we get off that subject? Because I'm getting nervous and sweating right now. I'm a little nervous. I'm feeling some kind of way. The magic is left to Johnson.
Yeah.
Magic is left to Johnson.
That when I see these guys in person, I'm going to have a blade in my hand just to watch them run.
See, once again, no disrespect. You know, I jab fast, run fast. You get the jab and the run. Like, NASCAR with two feet and ran.
That's not going on my bucket list. I'll pass.
Nope.
That doesn't make the cut. Literally.
That down. You're quiet over there. I know you're cringing.
Bruh, I already said it. Point blank. Nope.
Y'all something else right now, man. Y'all something else. Listen, man, it's come to that time. We got to do our last, our final comments because we've been going at it hard for 2 hours.
Yeah, man, we were supposed to have a music interlude. Fuck the bullshit. There ain't going to be no music tonight.
Man. There was no music interlude tonight. It was straight up at the fool.
That's a job.
But once you start talking about the Magic Johnson and Blades, it scares
me. The Magic Jones.
So is that our new terminology for the private region for the Mel? As a Johnson?
Yeah,
that's the last one.
Is that extra part on the top of the condom? Is that for people that's uncircumcised to tuck that meat in at the?
There's an extra part at the top.
Thank you, touche.
There's an extra part at the top for you.
is that touche?
Are you supposed to spin the tip and slide that dick in that thing?
No,
he's really stuff all that in there. I don't know.
That is a sperm catch. Oh my God, I'm so gonna beat. No wonder I
got it. No. That's for the extra piece of bacon on top of that dang on Johnson.
That's not what
I'm talking about. The pork bacon, not the turkey bacon, the pork bacon.
That's that skinned widow's peak that come with
you said the skinned widow peak?
Oh,
you know what?
Considering the amount of tests that you guys had to have, you probably weren't using condoms anyway.
Actually, that is incorrect. Mine was solely from giving head. I stayed with a rubber on.
That's why you got all that damn hair in your face. That's the problem right there.
That's cool. It works for me.
Whatever. Again, Eddie and I are mad at one another. Why is he talking to me?
Oh, God. Because y'all talking about the Magic Johnson?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because Eddie doesn't have to. He doesn't know how to behave.
Whatever. I stay with my nose and chin all just
gooey.
Okay, you
know what? Okay, excuse me. Stop. Okay? That's inappropriate. I don't need to hear that from you.
Whatever. That might help you if you need a beard. If you have a struggle giving beard, put your face in it.
It does something.
Put your face everywhere. Don't listen to it.
Well, exactly. You don't put it. Don't put in there anything vinegar or some. A smell. Sound like an Italian sandwich. Don't do that. But
or lima
your
beans.
Face. Yeah, your
that's
face
right,
is tightened
right.
up.
No lime beans.
Yo, speaking
no
of that,
beans.
Yo, when I was in, so we talking about smells that we've encountered. When I was in middle school, I had fingers. You know, fingering was a thing. I had taken this girl after school, and her shape smelled like sharpened pencil shavings, and I couldn't get that
what?
Finger off my
what?
Hand for like
what?
A week and a half. I tried
okay.
every single thing.
Okay, wait, that's
if you,
another show.
If you ever
that's another
sharpened
show.
Pencil shavings.
Okay. You know what? You got to go find a pencil sharpener.
That's
just,
it.
No,
like,
that's
what
the
old,
that's
they,
why,
they old
that's
spice,
why I stopped that finger.
She splashed
that's why
old spice on her.
That's what
no,
stopped that finger.
No.
I couldn't get that finger off.
That's
I get
like
that smell
spice.
Off my finger for a week. I tried everything.
No,
I soaked it
no.
in bleach. I scrubbed it with different soap.
No,
and I just kept
no.
having that finger. I guess it got under my nail
oh.
or something. I don't know what
you
the
know
hell.
What, Eddie?
I couldn't get the smell off my
can
hand.
Please get some final remarks because you guys
oh, okay.
give me all right. that got
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, let's start with ladies first. Sig, final remarks. Classic.
Black men are not all tailored toward the men. Black men are, however, the best men in the world. They're the best lovers in the world. I wouldn't spend my time with, well, that's a lie. I wouldn't spend my permanent time with anybody else. But all y'all
okay.
not well hung. A couple of y'all ain't hung at all. Some of y'all not even an eighth of the hung. So it's okay,
oh.
though, because there are women out there who are shallow and they can deal with that. Not Siggy.
Wow. That sounds good jab, gentlemen. But the thing is swinging around. Tom?
You know, you guys are just some of the nicest people I've ever met. I just... I just thought
back
I'd say that.
Thing, right? Okay, go ahead.
You guys are great.
Well,
I'm still waiting for someone to explain what the extra space at the end of the condom is for. I didn't know there was extra space up there.
I told you guys what that was. And you thought
whatever, yo.
Winging in the back.
I guess it's my turn. We're closing remarks to Magic Johnson. Guys, get tested. I mean, on a real note, Get tested. You know,
yeah.
if you're out there, be responsible to yourself,
your
responsible
status.
To your partner. Don't bring nothing home to your missus, your significant other, whatever. Be responsible. Be smart. And most importantly, eat fruit. Eat fruit.
Yeah, I like that.
Have a fruit salad in your house. Run it around. Yes. And also, in the last final thing, I'm going to have to say, clip your own self. Don't listen to Sig talking about their suggestions. Clip yourself. Trim.
That is a personal moment.
Yeah, exactly. Trim down your own self. You know what I'm saying? You know, listen, you're going to go Brazilian, that's all good. But do it yourself. And make sure your hand ain't shaking. Make sure you paid your bills and everything's done. You're not nervous and you're clipping with a shaky hand. So, listen, that's all I got to tell you.
Oh, God.
Now,
let me rock this. This has been a great show on the one, the only, the Magic Jones. Now, what we did learn is, and I'm going to echo what Nas just said, don't y'all listen to Sig. Don't let somebody listen to Sig. Don't do it. You need to shave yourself. You know, you want to make sure you give a little trim. You know, make sure, you know, all wild and the outback and all that dumb shit. So you want to make sure
that's
your
right.
shit is sleek and glistening, you know, because, you know, it gives you a little extra, you know, a little extra, you know what I'm saying? Gives you that leek, aerodynamic look. You know what I'm saying? That's a great thing. But, yo, man, don't let her come down there with no damn razor. Oh, hell no. You don't know what she was watching. You don't know what she was talking to her girlfriend about before she started that razor. Nah, nigga, don't you do that dumb shit. You gonna be bugged up. You're gonna go from Magic Johnson to Pee Wee Herman in about 2 seconds.
Hey, listen, Dal, we got a quick caller online. You want to take it real quick?
Go ahead. Let's take the caller.
Caller, here we go. Hold on. Hello, you're behind the line with the man of talk show. Actually, you're online. Who you have online?
Holy.
Uli, what's going on? With a sharp object, because that shit just ain't happening.
Chicken, chicken, chicken. I can't say it enough. Chicken.
Yeah, we talking about how men to make sure you take care of yourself before you get into a relationship, personal encounter with a woman.
Let me wash your
what
ass.
What do you think? Oh, yes, thank you.
She said wash
thank
your
you.
Ass.
Wash your ass.
If you
that's
shave a lot,
woman.
It might look better. Look bigger. It might look bigger.
Shave a little
Uli,
bit. Yeah.
Just real quick, Uli, if you don't mind me asking, tell. I mean, come up from why many of our men must wash it? Because some guys figure they don't have to wash up. They just get into the moment.
Yeah, that's nasty as hell.
Well, that clearly that's the way they were brought up, though, because my mother made us come in the house and take baths before we walked in her house, before we set on her furniture, before. So my brothers have adapted that through their whole life. So if you're a nasty-ass young boy, you become a nasty-ass young man. You're going to be nasty-ass old man.
Good point. Wow. Good point.
I don't
good
know why they would think any woman
point.
Wants you to lay up under the musty and stinky as hell. I don't know why they think that's cool, because it's definitely not.
Mm-hmm.
Any woman that
lets
you do that, she nasty. Any woman
that's
that
right.
lets you do that, she nasty too. Y'all need to go get tested.
That's right. Fellas, if you were with a woman and she's that quick to just let you do whatever,
absolutely.
Y'all don't even clean each other. Y'all just, y'all both nasty. You're not being responsible.
Y'all nasty.
That goes from the young to the old.
Nasty,
there's a bunch
nasty,
of
nasty.
Hold on. Can we use another different word from nasty being my name derived?
Oh,
okay.
I'm filthy, funky, disgusting.
I'm feeling some kind of way right now.
Okay, funky. Y'all filthy, funky, disgusting. Y'all FFD.
Yes. Filthy, yes. Yeah, the key word, filthy. Dow, final words. You want to close it out, brother?
The final words from me, anyway. We'd like to thank all of y'all. Like I said, this day we are coming from. We coming from the East Coast for real. We coming from Georgia, South Carolina, Virginia, Florida, and New Jersey. Look, we done covered the East Coast this night. Thank everybody for listening. Thank everybody for following us. Like I said, we've been blowing up the last couple of weeks like it's crazy. So I want to thank everybody for following, for listening, from the websites to Facebook to Twitter. I would like to thank everybody for that. Much love, and I can't wait to get back with y'all next week. All right.
Yes, sir.
Wrap this puppy up.
Good night.
Everybody, good night, everybody.
Yeah, man, y'all wrap it up, y'all. I mean, we laugh and joke about Magic Johnson, but don't forget about Magic Johnson. So wrap it up, man. Do what you're supposed to be doing, man. Protect yourself, and also
mm-hmm.
just be mindful of the decisions that you're making, man. Y'all be easy. Love y'all. Peace.
Love y'all.
Hold on.
Be responsible, everybody.
Power. We got to fight the power that's me.